Well, hey there. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
All right. Good morning.
7:55 and 20. Today, talking about a picture that is making its rounds around the web. It's making its rounds around the web. This couple posted about their new tipping method that they do. And maybe it's not new. Maybe they've been doing it forever. They just finally shared it. Long story short, they take five $1 bills. They put them at the edge of the table. That is the tip for the waiter, waitress, the server.
Your maximum tip.
That's right. Maximum tip right there. And they use this as almost a punishment system, incentive, an incentive, because if the server screws up, like their example was, you know, our waitress was very good. She was a little late with the bread, so we took a dollar away, but she played the game and she played her cards right and she got herself a hearty $4 tip.
Leave the element of surprise. And on top of that, you know what? Tip them well. They're working hard. They're working their ass off out there.
It's just a dick move. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is how I see you. I'm going to taunt you basically throughout. I don't agree with this, but let's see what you guys think. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 on this new tipping method. WIRX.
Good morning.
Morning.
I am a server bartender at an Olive Garden.
Okay, so what do you think of this tipping style?
Delicious.
Well, the $5 thing is great if you get, if one person gets soup and salad.
Yeah, exactly.
One person. So, but when you have a five top come in and everybody gets soup and salad and you pull that crap, no way.
So how would you react if you saw this on your table?
Well, you know, the server is always right. The guest is always right. You got to kind of bite your tongue. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I would cater to other people before I cater to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good to know I will not do this at Olive Garden.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call, dear. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. WIRX.
Yeah, I'm not much of a tipper, but I'll tell you what. I take that as very tacky, rude, and if I was the server, I would pick the five $1 bills up, put them in a one pile, and stick them in his shirt pocket, tell him he needs it worse than me.
That would be epic.
I've never waited, and I'm not much on tipping, I'll tell you. I'll give, if it's a $60, $70 meal, yeah, I'll tip, you know, 20%.
Yep.
But if it's a $3.65 biscuits and gravy, all I want is gravy and water, a bucker.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. Bye. WIRX.
Hey, for $5, I'd spit in their food anyway. I'm not a server, but $5, I'd spit in their food no matter what.
You gonna eat that?
Yeah.
Cross my mind.
Does that look like spit to you?
I'm a 50% tipper because I think they work their asses off and they make wages. So
They do. All right, well.
You're a good man.
I like that, and I hope you never serve me because I don't want spit in my food.
Kick his ass, man.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Well, I think it's safe to say that this is not a good tipping style.
Not a good tipping method.
I want to reiterate, I usually tip 20%. If the service is poor, I still feel bad. I'll usually do like 15.
I still tip 20% at least, man.
Because I understand people have off days. It happens. I do as well. But to taunt someone with a tip on the end of the table, almost as like, I think the one guy, it's tacky. It's just, these are the kind of people that wear turtlenecks too long. You know what I mean? They wear them in weird times of the year.
You know, even like he was saying before, like on a smaller bill, say like a $5 bill.
Yeah.
It's kind of your opportunity to tip higher than 20%.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what is $3?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
If you work in the business, you understand.
Yeah.
Like you said, some days you have your off days. Some days you just can't carry a tray. I dropped a steak on somebody one time.
Fantastic.
And they still tipped me.
Yeah,
still tipped
it
me.
Happens.
They understand. Like, oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Look at this poor string bean. He can barely hold a piece of meat. It's terrible. We'll take more phone calls on this. If you want to let us know your take, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. It's the Flambie Morning Show.
I got a tip for you.
Oh!